potatoes, hello and welcome to a brand new arc. That is right, it's arc 4, everybody. I hope you're excited and ready for this. We have a full episode for you today. What a treat, I know. If you want to check out all of these episodes in their full and original form, then you can do so over on the Patreon, which is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod. Or in the episode description below. And did you know that you can actually join the Patreon as a free member and get our free posts? Usually about once or twice a month, I'll do a free post, which will be like a vote or something like that. Sometimes even making past episodes available for you to listen to. So if you want to go ahead and check out the Patreon, maybe you can't sign up right now. That is absolutely fine. We just love and appreciate you being here. And if you do want to support the show, and you can't join the Patreon right now, that is totally fine. One way that you can help us is by leaving us a little 5-star review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It helps people find the show and is super helpful for us. But without any further ado, let's go ahead and introduce Arc 3. It's definitely Arc 4. God damn it. Baby brain. Arc 4! Take it away, bust sack.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast. I am joined, as always, so far, for the very first time, by the rotators of the fourth arc. Gosh, it's good to be here with all of you, who I'm about to introduce, but I'm going to hang in this sort of cone of just me talking for a second or two. We ended the third arc on sort of a sad tone, which we will get to sooner than later, but the person that remained in this situation at the end of the third arc, she is unfortunately separated from all her friends and family in this episode, as she survived the Battle of Walden Keep but is now alone. We have Freya Black, aka Victoria Longwell. Victoria, from everyone, how are you doing?
Oh, wow. Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Doing well, everyone. Thank you so much for asking. Mm-hmm. Really excited to be here. Really excited to see where this goes. Honestly, you started talking about Freya, and I was like, could I cry again?
Because this is moments after, so use it.
Moments after, so I got to get back in that. Yeah, this is my moment before.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, tears streaming down Victoria's face as I introduce the second guest. Again, this is, I guess, another opportunity to bring this up. This is our second live recording.
Wow.
It did this one shot in between the arcs that was so joyous and nice to be in person with everyone. You just look at people's faces and it's not like a shorting out Zoom screen. The next person I'll introduce is one of the new players on this arc. We have one of my favorite performers and improvisers that I've played with many times, Marissa Strickland. Marissa.
Sorry, hello.
How long could I tee you up?
I don't know, but I was getting cranked.
Well, I mean, that's what podcasts are, people, you know, setting each other up, cranking each other, if you will.
Marissa, let's get cranky.
How are you doing today?
I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I feel like it will be joy.
It will be joy. We have like a talk back that we do in the episode after the episode that we record, and we can talk more about it later. But like, I know that, you know what, I'll introduce the next person. Then we can all talk about it together, because that makes more sense. Bringing us home, our final rotator of this arc. I have done several podcasts of his. We've worked together on such productions as Backpack Draft, some sort of brief writing room thing that I can't talk about. And now this, we have, writer, performer, actor, Justin Michael.
Oh, let's get cranky. Let's get cranky.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the fun kind of cranky, and it, yeah. we're all getting cranky.
A lovable crank, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What I was about to say when I was talking, me and Marissa were just, chopping it up, having a lovely conversation right here. I have been playing D&D for the last couple of years and know all of you through UCB. And the whole time I've been doing UCB, I just have been aware that like a good chunk of people that perform and do improv at the theater also play D&D and have never crossed paths. And this is the first time we're crossing paths on that front. So it's very exciting to have two extremely funny D&D players here as well.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm just excited.
Yeah, I'm truly like, just pumped.
Yeah.
Because like to get to play in this way with people you know,
mm-hmm. it's a little bit different,
yeah. but it's also a little bit the same.
Yeah. A little bit different, but a little bit the same. Let's get cranky.
It's basically improv with some rules. Yeah, crank it up.
I do just want to say let's get cranky, just to be in on the cranky.
We're all cranky, we're all cranky.
Yeah, I am on board as a crank.
Okay? God, well, you're so mad.
Tears still streaming down Victoria's face. Furious. And I should also mention my good friend Thomas Ouellette is helping with this record. He's sitting right next to me. There's no microphone, but if you want to say hello, if you
hi,
perfect, amazing, and we'll just edit that out. Well, I think we should just get into it, shall we? And let's just come back into the arc with a nice little recap, shall we?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Last time on the Rotating Heroes podcast, in the last episode of the third arc, Freya, Grib, and Rufus battled it out at Walden Keep, fighting both swarms of Ankh-Eggs and the dreaded Red Rust clan, all while trying to rescue the forces of Fort Cutler. As the battle raged on, our heroes gained the upper hand, escorting most of the soldiers out, all while the castle and mountain itself began to crumble. With very few options left, one of the Red Rust leaders, Morris, pointed his weapon at the castle itself, destroying the last bit of integrity holding it together, leading Freya to fall deep beneath the surface of the mountain. Just when it seemed like Freya would certainly die, her dormant prayer beads lit up and she fell slowly to the ground, avoiding the worst of the fall. But now she finds herself deep below the surface of the mountain, in the dark and all alone. Freya, you are in the dark, having just fallen deep below the mountain itself. There's still like dust kind of kicking up as all these rocks have fallen around you. The air is really cool and musty because you're so far below the ground. You can't really see very much. You're a half elf, so you have like dark vision, I think. And so you can see a little bit, but for the most part, this world is completely black. There's no source of light at all.
Mm-hmm.
You hear like the rush of water ahead, and the only sort of avenue forward where you are. It almost feels like that part of a Splash Mountain ride where you're about to go off the edge of a cliff, except much scarier, of course. What's Freya thinking?
Well, as Freya kind of coughs and grips her prayer beads and kind of says, my friends, I won't forget you. Please don't forget me. Kind of like gazing around, listening. Freya decides she's got to find a way forward. She's got to try to find something. She didn't even know the earth went this far.
Wow. Yeah. There's at this point, the prayer bead necklace that you have has stopped emanating light.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it is fully, fully dark. You feel sort of a buzz in your pocket.
Okay.
And notice that it's that weird device that you found.
Mm.
And make an intelligence saving throw. Okay. If you don't mind.
17.
Okay. So, like, you know that this is sort of like a weird survival multi-tool, like a very futuristic looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you make this intelligence saving throw, it sheds like a pretty nice beam of light, like a nice like camping flashlight.
That's handy.
With that light, you're able to see that there is, in fact, like a tunnel going forward. There is this underground river going through this tunnel. It's definitely very helpful to have this source of light here. But that's what you see in front of you.
Great. I think I want to just follow this river through this tunnel.
Incredible.
Am I doing this right?
So you drown. No.
That was fun, guys.
Wow.
That was really fun.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You'll be here next time, too? Yeah, all three of you?
Yeah.
Describe
this watch, I guess.
I'm going to keep coming back.
So, Freya, you follow this river path. There's, like, little banks on either side. It's like kind of jumping on river rock. Like, there's, like, bigger stones that you can, like, kind of step across. There are sections of it where you kind of have to, like, fully commit and jump over little tiny, like, bits of the stream. It would be really, really scary and hard just in the pitch black dark. You eventually, as you carry forward, you're, like, probably walk along this path for 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Make a perception check.
Oh, no. 11.
Okay. You don't necessarily notice anything, but you continue on along this path until eventually you start to hear what sounds like voices talking. Like they're not like hiding their presence. It sounds like there's also this sort of clanging of scrap metal.
Uh-oh.
And as you walk forward with your flashlight, Justin and Marissa, you two, I guess let's do a little bit of a roll off before I introduce your characters.
They're
by
getting
name.
Whoa. People can't see, but this die is
beautiful.
This is
the first time I've used these dice. I was Instagram marketed some dice, and I bought them, and here we are. Didn't need them, but pandemic.
I think you needed them. I think you needed them.
They're real fun.
They look like Fabergé eggs.
Yes, and they are, and they will break any time I roll.
So whoever gets the higher roll, let's introduce that character first.
They're hard to read.
So fancy that they're hard to read.
19.
And you're first.
Okay, so Squeege, you're here underground. There's not a lot to do where you're from, and one of the few jobs available to you is just when you're trying to make a quick buck or two. I'm gonna look through these caverns below for scraps. There's like certain animals around here will eat people and eat living things, and sometimes the valuables get left behind. Justin, why don't you describe Squeege?
Okay. Squeege is a little goblin. 3'2".
Aww.
63 pounds.
Hefty.
Huge.
Hefty. Yeah, 3'2", 63 pounds. Got green skin, yellow eyes, and horizontal rows of orange and black hair.
Oh, whoa.
I love him.
Very cool. Wait, so Squeege is down here, and Squeege maybe not excited about the task you have at hand.
Okay.
I would guess. I mean, maybe not. So Squeege is not by himself. Marissa, would you introduce us to your character?
Yes. My name is Teeths, because I am a beautiful little goblin with lavender skin and deep purple eyes and orange kind of soft curl Shirley Temple hair. And I go by Teeths because I have the softest, most pillowy round teeth in all the land that helped me win Little Miss Goblin when I was a child. And you know, I love that achievement.
Wow. Incredible. And how old are you now?
I'm 40.
So you've been really holding on to that one.
Well, I mean, when you've got glory, you've got glory.
That's right.
Of course. So Squeege and Teeth, you're in this you're in this offshoot, pretty far away from where you're from, looking around for just some scraps, some maybe valuable materials around that maybe some creature around here has taken off of a person or like ate somebody and then left the stuff on the ground. So that's what Freya was hearing, the noise of you two, and you eventually see what looks like a bright beam of light coming towards you down the hallway, down the cavern.
Oops.
Stay back. Stay back.
I can go forward if I want.
No, stay back. We might need somebody more strong here to help us out.
What?
You know, my friend, my good friend.
Okay, I'm going to walk towards the light.
Yeah, you walk that way and don't look behind you.
Squeege darts behind. What does Squeege do in this moment?
Yeah, dart if there's like any rock that I could just quickly run behind.
For sure. Squeege. Make a stealth check.
Not so good. Let's see though. Let's see. Got pretty good stealth. 16.
Okay. Squeege darts behind something. You don't see him anymore, but you do see this beam of light coming towards you.
I love a light.
Teeths sees a light and goes towards it. Freya, eventually you see the form of like a tiny person in front of you.
What's this? Look at those teeth. Do they look soft? I think I can see something. They seem safe. Freya, get it together. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh. Who
just
are you?
Blinding like an Annabelle doll standing there. Freya, you run your flashlight over just suddenly the appearance of teeth standing there. Oh yeah, teeth is just tap dancing, I guess, on the river rocks.
No need to worry. Hey.
Come out covered in spiders. Crawling all over my body.
Oh.
Don't be scared.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry to intrude upon you.
Oh.
Would you be able to tell me where I am?
Yeah. Yeah, we could. A little exchange of information.
Freya, this was definitely your first time ever seeing goblins.
Yeah. Freya, don't ask anything rude. Don't ask anything rude. It wasn't nice when Rufus did that. You can't ask anyone what they are.
You talking to us?
What? No.
It's called an internal monologue that's outside.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm very confident and not scared.
No, I do beg your pardon. I've never been here before. I don't know where I am. And I've never met anyone like you. I'm Freya. I'm Freya Black.
I'm...
Your smiles, your grinning.
Teeth is, teeth, of course, showing all of her teeth.
And your name is Teeth?
Teeth!
Nice to meet you, Teeth.
So nice
Freya's
to meet you.
Freya's sweating really hard.
I'm Spider's Man.
You're Spider's Man?
Yep. I'm not Squeege. I'm Spider's Man. Okay. Just in case you thought I was Squeege.
I don't know what Squeege is.
Squeege is a cool guy.
Oh. Well, I hope to meet Squeege one day.
Yeah. You would love Squeege. Squeege helps me out, and I help. You know, I'm Spider's Man. I'm different.
Okay.
Yeah. Teeth looks to Freya and is like, okay, just go with it.
I would go with anything right now.
Everybody make another perception check.
Couldn't tell you what this number is.
You know it's a nice dice if it's expensive and you can't read it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll break a table and you can't read it for sure.
19.
A cool 10.
And 5.
Okay. As Freya, you can feel the nerves of these two new people. You know, maybe there's something daunting going on, or you know, the process of changing into Spider's Man, or who knows, maybe it's a different person, and showing off her teeth has maybe stolen their focus more so than yours. You're looking behind Teeth's with your flashlight, and you notice that the cave wall, you've seen this pretty uniform looking cave wall, the type of rock it is the same everywhere, but you see behind teats, part of the stone undulates. And then before it can get a surprise round, you see this sort of squirming form pull its head off the wall, and then its head unfurls into tentacles and a nasty looking beak. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh shit. I do want everyone to know my health is low.
Okay. Freya, what did you get?
20.
Whoa.
Not a nat 20.
Teets?
17.
And Squeege.
18.
Oh, wow. High rolls.
High
yes.
rolls.
Hey, we're hey. Cranking, you know what I mean?
Wow, pretty tight grouping. Freya, thanks to your flashlight, you see this creature just like pulling off the wall. It's just like, you know, it has no eyes to speak of. It's just all beak and tentacles onto like a worm-like body. But you are quicker than everyone and you act first. What do you do?
Great. Yeah, Freya's just nervy as ever and so quick to pull out her greatsword. So I'm going to go ahead and attack with my greatsword.
And like you said, Freya has not rested at all since that last fight and is maybe not in the best shape she's been in.
No.
Cool. Well, yeah, make your attacks. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll say it's like, yeah, around 30 feet from you, so you can get to it this turn.
Great. 23 and 26. That's a crit on the second one.
Whoa. yeah, roll damage.
22.
Dang. Okay, so Freya, you're, I guess, like pretty still in battle mode, having fallen in the middle of a battle. You see this thing, you're still, your nerves are frayed. Even though you're talking to these little goblins in front of you, showing you their teeth, covering themselves in spiders, you see this creature and you just leap into action. Freya, with like a huge scream, just like flies at this worm-like creature and immediately slashes into it, badly wounding it. It's you see it like wriggles. It's real gross, but it's still alive. After Freya, do you do anything else with your turn?
No, that's it. I think I'm pretty tired. I simply will not die today, though.
Cool. After Freya, Squeege, you looked up and saw this half elf who you may or may not have seen an elf before or a half elf. So this is all pretty new to you. Just this ferocious attack on this creature that you've seen. Maybe you've seen some of these before. They're not uncommon in this part, but yeah, they're dangerous. And there's one in front of you. Make a perception check if you
want. 6.
Okay. Yeah, there's that one.
And I believe you.
Cool. So yeah, roll your attack. Or tell me what you do.
Oh, I'm just like so impressed. Like, oh my gosh, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. Very cool. Looks. She looks pretty rough though. I need to help out. Hey, little Darwin. And like Darwin's bark spider like crawls up. They can fire really long whips. And so I kind of like use it like a bow.
A little spider.
Like, yeah, it just extends its legs. And I like draw it back and fire an arrow, essentially.
Cool. Freya, you see this little goblin use a spider as a bow.
Wow.
And fire.
Very impressive, spiders, man. Now I see why you have your name.
Yeah, because I'm covered in spiders. Nasty as hell. Some might say. I get two attacks. So the first one is 20, not natural.
Ooh, okay. Hits.
He's my favored foe now.
Ooh, okay.
So I've marked him.
Okay, cool.
Sprayed him with nasty spider juice.
Yeah, this
I'm a lot scientific.
Darwin has farted out some spider goo on him.
Darwin.
You see this little spider just like do the shrug thing with four arms. Cool.
And so then the second attack is higher than the last.
Cool. So they both hit roll the damage together.
Okay, cool. So 16 plus 1, 17. And then my little swarm of spiders crawls off and they like skitter towards him or it.
Oh.
Like, go, oh, my friends. Oh my God. Huh?
Yeah.
Normal and nice and pleasant. How close is it to Freya?
Freya's like, I think right next to it. She just attacked it, so she's like right by it.
Okay, so is it? I can move it 5 feet.
Okay.
Horizontally. Cool.
Okay, so you can choose where you move it 5 feet?
Just like 5 feet to the right or left. It's a cool power. Sure, I could damage him more, but let's see what happens when you move
him. Using the powers of Spider's Man, you see Squeegee's nose begin to bleed as the...
Oh,
I'm
no.
fine. As it this, feels good.
I think you're hurting yourself.
The creature no. just sort of like goes, and just moves 5 feet over.
Pretty cool, huh?
After that, Squeegee, do you have anything else you'd do with your turn?
I think that as using my bonus action, I use Nimble Escape. So I just kind of like duck down and the spiders crawl over me and like basically allows me to hide.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I just pretend to be a rock covered in spiders.
Okay. Wow. A lot of spider oriented things just happened. What class are you? Should I just so people know?
I'm a ranger swarm keeper.
Amazing. Of course.
Of course.
You know.
So yeah, as Squeegee takes the second attack, the arrow hits it and marking the target, moving it 5 feet to the side and just falls over dead, but plops into a second one of these creatures.
Come
a
on.
Second Grick just hiding in the wall, suddenly revealed by the fact that his spiders have like landed all over it. There's at least one more here. But after that, Teeth, you see this second Grick float, you know, squirming around on the wall. It was trying to sneak up on one of you. What do you do?
First, I look over at it and I say, "You're supposed to pay for a show. No free shows." And I grab my great axe and I run over and I wail on it.
Cool. Yeah, roll your attacks.
Great. Natural one.
Perfect. Teeth was thinking about teeth or something. you just hit the rock wall. It looks the same.
Huh. Who put this here?
It's always been there. It's a rock. Is it a rock?
You hear this muffled voice from a rock spider or something.
And then I roll my second attack. And it's another natural one.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm so mad that people think they can watch our performance out here.
It's like when you're in an escape room and someone doesn't understand how the escape room works and they're like pulling picture frames off the wall. Yeah, Teeth is having a rough go of this first job. Yeah.
I start patting down leaves. I'm like, where are you?
Well, you know, there have been better turns in the history of D&D, but I don't know if there have been that many worse.
yeah, statistically pretty cool.
Well, Teeth loves any type of moniker, any type of superlative, so yes. Worse.
I think that's a 1 in 400 chance or something. wow, incredible. After Teeth, the Gricks are beginning. It's their turn,
oh,
finally.
No.
So you've destroyed this one before it ever got a chance to go, but the second one turns, and it took we use cleave rolls, so some of that damage that you did to the first one cleaved over into this one just because it was nearby.
Wonderful. Isn't that cool?
Yes, it's cool.
So it's been hurt a little bit, but it is still kicking. It's going to look around and look at Freya having just done so much damage. It sees one of the goblins attacking maybe a wall, and the other one is maybe just a rock now. And so it's going to come for you. Freya, this creature snaps its little beak at you and takes an attack with its tentacles.
Yuck.
It rolls a nat one.
And so, I look over and wink.
and its beak just goes, and just like starts hitting the rock next to it. Like its tentacles hold it up its arms, like, what gives?
That's a rock too, sir.
After that, though, a second Grick pops up off the wall, kind of above you, Freya, And it's going to take in its attack.
Frickin' okay. Frankie
at
over
my
here.
Head.
It is a... It rolled a 16. Does that hit?
I'm an 18.
Ooh, okay. So this thing swings down on you and just sort of misses wide to the right.
Hey, now.
This tentacle is not used to your shiny, like, plate mail. After that, yeah, that's all they can do, I guess. So it's going to it's just sort of hanging off the ceiling still. But we're back to the top of the order with Freya. Freya, you have two around you. One's a little hurt, one's not.
Great. Well, I'm just going to... The one that's hurt is kind of in front of me. The other one's above me.
Yeah, yeah. They're both, like, I would say within, me. Like, 5 feet of you.
Okay, great. I'm going to go ahead and attack the one that's a little bit hurt just to try and finish him off.
Cool.
Going in with my greatsword, Freya's pissed and also, like... Spider's guy is cool. Not sure. Not sure.
Spider's man.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought I was talking to myself.
Sorry if you don't like me.
No,
me
I
just...
love you. Very impressive.
You're amazing, a rock.
Yeah, there's a tap dancing goblin in front of you.
Oh, Grib.
These
I
are your
you.
New best friends.
Grib, Rufus, Cribbage. I miss you so much. No, Freya gives a nod to her compatriots who have so kindly leapt in to fight with her and attacks the wounded one with her greatsword, with both her greatswords. And we've got, 12 and a 15.
15 hits.
Okay, great.
Roll damage.
12.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this second one had been hit for like roughly 12 already. And so it has taken another 12 points of damage. It's really hurt, but still standing. After that, Freya, do you do anything else?
No, I don't think I do anything else.
Cool.
I think I'll pant.
Cool. So Freya, you're staying there exhausted as ever. It's been another really long day. Considering the third arc was like 3 days total, you have these like marathon long days of just fighting. Cool. So that's the end of Freya's turn. We are back to Squeege. You see a little spider shaped rock or a rock shaped series of spiders, I should say.
Yeah, very normal, very pleasant to look at. So I kind of like just stand up, try to like do it as surreptitiously as possible. Like
the top of the spiders pop up like a Ninja Turtle looking out of the sewer.
Yeah, just tucked up like just gross Ninja Turtle. They're already pretty gross. And I'm like, all right, Darwin, let's do your thing. Our thing. With great spiders comes great responsibility, Squeege. I'm not Squeege, though.
just a Freya, cool... Freya kind of looks at teeth and is like, okay.
You're suddenly feeling more, suddenly more akin to teeth. Yeah.
Hey, Freya.
Yeah?
I don't mind if you die. Or you, because it'd be a cool origin story for Spider-Man. Not gunning for it, but it'd be okay.
Freya looks at teeth again and is kind of like, did you say it'd be okay if I died?
Yeah, but don't. I mean...
Spider away! So I do the same thing. I fire essentially a longbow, but it's a spider shooting webs. Hard webs. Okay. Mark Webb, director of The Amazing Spider-Man. Okay, 15.
15 hits.
Okay, cool.
Roll both your attacks at once if you don't mind. Unless you're planning on doing something else.
I would shoot another one if this killed it, but we'll...
Okay. Yeah, then why don't we just roll this one and then we'll see.
Okay, favored foe now.
Okay.
You're mine, Grick. So do... Ooh, 12 plus... Another one. 13 damage. And then I'm like, more spiders! And I send like a bunch of other spiders to bite it.
Spiders like run along the web from the arrow.
And so it's another 6 damage. That's, yeah.
So this is all one attack?
19 damage.
Whoa! Yeah. Okay, so that spider I mean, that series of spiders absolutely destroys the second Grick. And since that other one is so close, we'll say that cleaves into that guy as well, who takes another 10 points of damage.
Very impressive, spiders, man.
Hey, thank you. I'm not Squeege.
It seems like you could be Squeege.
Well, he's cool. That's true. I'm cool and he's cool.
Yeah, Freya, these... it's interesting. I imagine it's like you didn't know what to expect from these people or these goblins that you've met just now, but they're pretty powerful, it seems like.
Yeah.
But yeah, roll your... do you have anything else?
Yeah, I have a second attack. It won't be able to do all the other stuff. That's like more... That's gotcha. It's a first attack thing. So,
natural 20.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. Roll wow. your attack.
Oh, my gosh. This is 8.
Eight? Okay,
eight.
Cool. So the second shot perfectly aimed at this thing's like beak, and you just see this arrow like shoot in and hit its tongue and its mouth, and it riles around. It's like very, this, you know, like, this is a gross example, but when you see an earthworm like riling around, it's like
gross.
Sort of like shaking around.
Not gross to me. Sounds like a good treat for my spideys.
Spider-Man has done a ton of damage to this last Grick. After that, Teeths, it's your turn. You see one Grick very clearly.
And okay. I hide again.
Separate, yes.
Well, I put down these leaves that I've been patting down to make sure no one is over there.
How do these leaves get in a cave tunnel?
I don't know. So can I do a perception check just to see
yeah,
if there's
yeah, yeah.
a...
Got an 8. It doesn't seem... you don't see anymore. Yeah, you don't see anymore on an 8. Yeah.
Great. But I do see this other guy that's still riling around.
Yes,
like
definitely.
Earthworm.
He's hanging down like a pinata.
A pinata.
Pinata.
Pinata. I peed in the pinata. It's a bad thing to break open.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to recklessly attack this guy, so I'll have advantage this time.
Incredible. We'll see. We'll see.
It landed on 20, but it hit other dice, so I'm happy to reroll if it. It. Who knows if it would have stopped there? I think. I would rather reroll and have it clean.
Cool.
You're very honorable.
I don't mind if you die. I'd be sad, but I don't mind.
Great. So that is 22.
And that hits. If you want to roll again just to
yeah,
see
just
if you
to
crit.
See if I...
You crit!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I
only rolls the same thing twice.
And I like get in really close as if this... What was it? Pinata?
Yes.
It's a pinata.
The official D&D Beyond name is pinata.
Yeah.
To see if there's anything left inside of it. And I'm like, I know it's a worm guy, but I'm looking around.
You see an arrow in its mouth kind of like, just like kind of like flopping around.
You don't even want an autograph. And I slam my great axe on him.
Like, much like a piñata, this thing absolutely just decomposes with the strike. Like pieces of it fly everywhere. Somehow, way more finely than you'd expect for an axe to do. Like it should be one shot, but this thing basically explodes. You hit it so hard, and with that, I'll say we end combat because everyone can make a perception check if they'd like.
Yeah.
Can I just like look around?
Yeah,
because this feels like I'm imagining like confetti falling from a ceiling.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, it's good to be back in a show.
Yeah, it's like really dark purpley. Like you imagine yourself on stage as these little bits of worm guts fall all around you.
And I'm just, my teeth are flopping in the breeze.
Can I use that while Teeth is doing that to kind of like, just like quick change?
Yeah. This huge distraction is Freya, you see from a different direction, Squeege walks out whistling.
Oh, wow. Hey, what'd I miss?
Your friend really, I don't know if you're friends, I shouldn't assume.
Spider's Man? Oh, we're friends.
No. I thought you were Spider's Man.
What? No, obviously not. What are you talking about? You gotta not make assumptions. It's gonna make an ass out of you and Squeege.
I apologize. I've had a long day and a long journey. May I say thank you to both of you. You fought.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I take so many bows.
You know, Teeth's here is a little bit of a celebrity.
I didn't know. I don't know where I am. As before stated, I don't know where I am.
Oh, you're in Empty Nest.
In where?
Empty Nest. You never heard of Empty Nest? It's only the emptiest nest around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, if you haven't heard of Empty Nest, surely you've heard of Gobville, the vaudeville for goblins in Empty Nest.
Yeah, it's all the rage.
Barbarian, that
Freya
is.
Freya hasn't heard of it.
Freya, roll a luck check to see if you've heard of it on a nat 20, I guess. Just roll a flat d20 and see. You've know zero goblins, so the chances are probably pretty low.
A 13.
Yeah, no way.
I'm really sorry.
Are you sure?
Maybe just because I'm sleepy. But no, I don't know. But a pleasure to meet a celebrity always.
Squeege, I think that upon seeing this half elf, it's very rare to, Empty Nest is like the city proper is probably like 2 hours away from where you guys are right now. And I think that seeing this person who's clearly lost, you would maybe think that probably your dad would know something about this. So it makes sense to, it would, I think that would come up in your mind as far as like, a person to talk to about how to figure out the path forward with this.
Yeah. Oh, you look like you've never been around here. It's on a dazed look on your face.
That's what I'm trying to convey, so I'm glad I look that way. I haven't been around here. I've lost my friends, and quite frankly, I'm eager to see if I can get back to them in any way.
Did they die?
I hope not.
But what if they did? Be a pretty cool superhero origin story for you.
What do you mean? No, it wouldn't be cool if they did die.
Well, but then you would have a good tragic origin.
I don't want a tragic origin.
I do. Wish we could switch places. Anyway, Daddy Longlegs probably could help you out.
Daddy Longlegs? Who's that?
My dad. He's got long-ass legs.
And while they're talking, I'm just like looking at Freya and being like, she really doesn't know about Gobville? And I roll a perception check to see if I think she's telling the truth.
Yeah, roll an insight check.
Oh, wow.
A natural 20.
Insight? Okay. Yeah. So obviously Gobville is an extremely important pillar of this community. Everyone knows what Gobville is. That said, she seems kind of sheltered. Like, this poor thing just doesn't get out into the world.
She needs a show.
She needs a bit of a show, I think. It's not her. It's more about her than it is about Gobville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened?
I understand.
What happened?
Come with us.
Or you don't mind?
No, not at all.
No.
No, I would love to hear stories about the above.
Is that what it is, the above? I mean, I know I fell down, but I guess I don't know what's up and what's down, really.
Yeah, well, you're down.
I mean, you seem like the nicest thing to ever come from above.
Yeah, I'll tell you that much. It's scary up there. It's very dangerous. It's lucky you're here.
Oh, I did see dangerous things above, but I also love above. The forest is up there.
Forest?
Yeah.
Is it near a swamp?
I don't know.
Swamps are cool. I dream of going to a stinky swamp.
You dream of a smelly place?
Yeah.
Perhaps we could see your father.
Yeah. You need healing or anything?
Oh, wow. Would you really?
Yeah, of course. Everybody look away.
Including me?
Yeah, everybody. And if there are any cricks around you, too.
I'll say that on the way there, yeah, you take the time. Spider's Man apparently shows up, a completely different person, of course, and heals Freya. But you guys head towards Empty Nest proper. So you venture through these tunnels. It's more of what you've been through already, Freya. But as you continue to walk forward, it gets a little more like well-trodden feeling. You guys are in sort of like pretty removed territory at the start of your walk. But as you start to go, you start to see like some small signs and stuff that point back to Empty Nest. And eventually, as you continue through these tunnels, you've hit a point where you see like a bright blue light coming out of the end of the tunnel. And as you guys head forward, it strikes you odd, Freya, because it almost feels a little warm. As you get closer, you walk until you end up in this extremely large cavern. It's, I want to say, as far as frames of reference, the best frame of reference you would have is, it feels like outside. Mm-hmm. It's this huge, huge domed area, still underground, but at the top of it, there are these shining blue crystals, and one extremely large one that kind of reminds you of, like, it looks like moonlight casting down into this large atrium below. You see different little cavern entrances all throughout, but this is clearly like a spectacle. Like this is mm-hmm. like one of the most impressive things you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And at below the light though, butting up against the back corner of this massive space, almost like, I guess like the infield of a baseball diamond compared to the rest of the open area, you see sort of this raised wall. It almost looks like naturally occurring. It doesn't look like man-made, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But within that, you see these sort of mortared buildings rising up over the walls in the center of it. It looks like just straight up city lights. Freya, roll a nature check.
11.
Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't be 100% sure, but, you know, Teeds and Teeds and Squeege would know for sure.
This is magnificent. Thank you. Did you do it?
Oh, God, the teeth is blinding.
Oh, you meant where we live?
Oh, you thought I meant your teeth?
Yes.
They are wonderful.
Thank you.
Freya sort of like scared. She frantically said they were wonderful.
Don't worry. If you need friends, I put like a hand on your shoulder and just spiders like scurry all
over. He has to jump up to put his hand on Freya's shoulder. She kind of bends down.
Squeege is slam dunking spiders on your shoulder.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Slam Dunker Man.
This place is magnificent. I've never seen anything like it.
Welcome to Empty Nest.
This is Empty Nest.
This is Empty Nest.
A big nest. Now it's empty. Now there's a city here.
There used to be some type of monster here, but I never saw it.
What?
It birthed here.
Yeah.
But it created a really cool domer.
Sick domer, Freya.
You see a goblin running in from a different different tunnel, like do like a hang loose sign to you guys, like, sick domer! And just keep running towards
Oh, hey, stop.
What's a domer?
This dome shape we're in.
I see a dome. A dome. It's a dome.
This
it's a
goblin domer. Super far away goes, domer's just a big dome!
Do you not worry about the monster? This was a long time ago.
Before I was born.
How old are you? Oh no.
It's a sensitive subject.
I'm
for
so
teens.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm 40 years old.
Really?
And just so you know, goblins mature at 8. I'm 8 years old and I am an adult. So 40.
But people say that I've got the vim and vigor of a 6-year-old.
I'd have thought easily no older than 7.
Oh, we will be friends.
I think both of you would also know this as well. Like, Freya is standing out pretty hard. So it might be of value to get her somewhere out of sight sooner than later. But yeah, like the city's in front of you. Maybe I guess I'll say you guys head towards that if there's any sort of prep you want to do before that. By all means, but you
we
know.
Gotta maybe get you somewhere where people aren't looking at you and shouting information, even though they're pretty chill goblins. Mm-hmm. Some of them might not be chill.
Okay. Yes.
Do you want to be covered in spiders while we walk to my dad's place?
Is there another option?
I can walk in front and distract everybody with my very good tapping.
And I'll cover you from behind with spiders trailing you.
Oh, I see. Okay. luckily, Freya likes all nature, so she sort of lets the spiders happen.
I guess everybody roll a stealth check.
I have a disguise kit. Oh, yeah. That's helpful to use as a...
I'll say you can use that disguise kit. It's a bunch of spiders.
They're very talented. Oh, not as talented as teats, though.
No, maybe you can just do the disguise kit instead of rolling stuff. Okay. It's fine. As you guys get closer, once you approach the outer wall of the city, it's this sort of smoothed wall that, like, whatever kind of monstrous creature, it seems almost like burrowed in a circle to make this like wall, these walls sort of raise up around itself as sort of protective mechanism. And when it left that wall. It never, it left a sort of a shell for whoever wanted to come in. And that's where the city started from.
Am I back to full health?
I can use a spell.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
Cool. So I have Goodberry, but, they're not berries. They're wrapped up bugs in spider webbing.
Why did I think it would be a berry? Of course it's a bug.
Yeah, please, here, have these bugs. They'll heal you up.
Thank you.
Munch on them. Some of them are alive still.
Freya sort of just throws them all in at once and whole swallows them.
Cool.
Freya walking behind a tap dancing goblin, back shrouded by spiders, just eats a mouthful of disgusting spider or bugs.
But you get 10 HP.
Thank you very much.
Cool. You all approach the city wall. Outside of the like smooth sort of not man-made nature of it, there is this little gate. You can tell that there's a couple of gates in different cardinal directions of the city. But this the main gate closest to you. You see two goblins in armor standing atop it. And then there's just a solid kind of metal wall in front of you. So as you guys get closer, right outside of the gate, you see this little peeking window slide open. And you see a goblin with kind of bug eyes, very intense. You would know these to be the city guard. They're called the Protectors of the Nest. And they're almost like religious zealots. He pipes up and says, "We are here to protect that which matters most. Password?"
Ding!
Teeth smiles so big. I always try my teeth first. It never works.
Spider's Man rules.
Again, the actual password.
Nest for life.
Nest for life.
Nest for life! And then opens it up. You hear like a bunch of gears turning and the gate opens up. And Freya, you follow Tap Dance and Teeths and are flanked by Squeege as you walk into this city. As the gates open up, you get a much better look at this like underground world. A lot of the buildings are kind of dug out into the ground or kind of grooved out of existing rock. It almost feels kind of like adobe, like New Mexico, kind of like that kind of building everywhere. But some of them are a little more temporary. There's a lot of like little tents and stuff where there's like street vendors everywhere. This is compared to Fort Cutler, like the only like major, civilized area you've ever been. This is way more lively. It's like extremely lively, mm-hmm. to the point like you're seeing like it's like a Wild West town almost. There's like goblins like stabling big beetles on the far side of the city. You see drunk goblins in a group singing themselves across the street, going from bar to bar. But you do notice that it's not exclusively goblins. There's a few like Duergar, which are these sort of like pale gray-skinned dwarves, mm-hmm. Like one or two like orcs walking around.
Oh.
So there's things that aren't. That aren't goblins here, but don't necessarily see anything that looks like you here.
Right.
Yeah, again, these like street vendors everywhere. There's some people selling scavenged weapons and armor, kind of like what you guys were like looking for earlier. There's this one huge spit with a slowly rotating worm-like creature like the one you fought in the cave. And there's like a line of like just like blackout drunk goblins waiting to eat it. It's like they're like slicing it off like shawarma.
Warma.
Get your warma. And yeah, as you guys continue to walk forward, there's sort of a town center that's almost like a little bit of a park area. A goblin's chasing down another goblin that pickpocketed it. And at the center, there's this fountain with a goblin in full plate mail holding a spear. And it says, Plox the Protector. And it's clearly this very heroic looking goblin.
He ain't shit.
And, ain't shit, I don't. There's a little plaque under it set that continues on, gone but not forgotten, protected that which matters most. And it has this shield how you speak with a worm of the dead. On it.
You know, I didn't realize.
As you continue walking, Teets, you're tap dancing, and a goblin bumps into you, and he's like, do I recognize you?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, and he walks off.
I'm like immediately crestfallen. Like just like the quickest, like sometimes you gotta play it cool.
Yeah.
What's Freya thinking now as she sees this?
This is quite a lively place. Really tremendous. I've never seen anything like it. Startled at first by those beetles. Had a bad run-in with some bugs recently.
What happened?
They tried to kill me and my friends. Oh. They burrow into stone.
That's horrifying.
They were horrifying. Very hard to kill. But, sorry. I don't mean to be such a drag in such a bright place. I've never seen anything like this. I haven't seen a lot of,
cities?
I know the word city.
I don't know. You didn't know Gobville.
You're right. I haven't seen a lot of cities. No, I've only seen one place, and that's Fort Cutler. I don't suppose you've heard of it.
No, definitely not.
I heard a ghost story about it once.
About Fort Cutler?
Yeah, that really? If you go there, your skin falls off.
Oh, that Fort Cutler. Yeah.
Maybe not that Fort Cutler. As you can see, I still have my skin.
Is it above the ground?
Yes.
Well, then you must have evaded something because we hear tales of what happened there, and it's dangerous as hell.
Maybe it's not as dangerous as you think.
I've spent my whole life being scared of up there, okay?
It would fundamentally damage my sense of self, but I do want to see.
Big time. In this domer, we're all freaked.
Domer, woo! Oh, he's back.
That guy is just still just as far away across the city yelling.
Is Freya? I'm still covered in spiders, aren't I?
I think so. If you want to be inconspicuous, you are covered in spiders.
Is it okay that I'm here, do you think?
I mean, play it cool.
Okay, so I should keep the spiders on.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of people like you, which isn't bad, but it isn't necessary. People make assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it makes an ass out of you and Screech.
Also, there aren't many laws here. Not it's kind of wild.
Yeah, it needs a vigilante, this place.
Yeah, for how like serious the gate guard people are, everything that's happening within the city walls seems like free reign. Like, you just saw it, like, you see like a guy stab another guy, and that guy is like, oh, fucker. And
chases after them. That was my friend, fucker. Fucker just died.
Died like I lived. Being a fucker. Man dies. I'm sorry, a goblin. You continue on through the city, I think making your way towards Squeege's house. You pass this sort of adobe structure that looks kind of like twisted spikes coming up from the ground. It's like a much larger building than the average you see. And you hear all this like, shouting from within it. You guys are walking by it, but you see goblins all screaming at something in the center, and as you walk by, give me a perception check.
Natural 20.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, I won't be beating that.
No, I got a 12.
Yeah, like, it's a little hard to see from where you are, but Teeth sees this. Like, there's a little gap in the fight, gap in the goblins on the outskirts where she sees and can relay that there are two goblins fighting in the center. One's extremely like pale looking, wielding a mace. The other is extremely battle scarred with like two axes. They're fighting, and the bald one smashes the other dude in the head, and the crowd goes nuts. And at the back of the Colosseum, on this sort of dais, you see this absolutely ripped goblin woman sitting on a throne, watching over it. Teets and Squeech, we know this is Sheldra. She is like looking over this sort of goblin coliseum as you continue to walk by this fighting.
Goddess Sophie, who is that?
Sheldra.
She's kind of the big woman on campus. You gotta be friends with her to get a show in this town.
Campus being the city.
And the city being the domer.
And the domer being Empty Nest.
I Woo, do. I think I'm getting it. She is very impressive. Yeah. I've never seen another woman quite so muscular, you know, besides myself.
Yeah, your muscles are rippling.
Thank you for saying so.
I was scared because they were vibrating for a while.
I was very tired. Oh, I've used them a lot. By the way, ask me to remind you who I am at any time. People tend to forget me, and that's okay. I know who I am. Okay?
How could they forget you?
Yeah.
I'm forgettable, I've been told.
You?
Yeah.
The most different looking thing I've
but
ever
good,
seen.
Good different.
Oh, good different. Yeah, it's good to otherize
You're
you.
So kind.
As you guys continue on, you pass another large building that's sort of like the adobe structure as well, but like continuing up like 3 or 4 stories tall. This is like one of the fancier looking establishments here. There's a few like sort of like people in like silk garb waiting to get in. There are people on the sort of balcony levels of it. You hear noises that like almost like a jackpot kind of noise. Like it's like this is a bar / kind of casino vibe. You see these two large bouncers grab this cloaked figure. It's like this like really dirty looking person, or dirty looking like kind of your height, but like in a cloak. They throw that person into a pile of trash as you guys head on. After that, you get to sort of like the residential district. And Squeed, your house is right around here. They almost look like, you know, like in Star Wars where Anakin lived. To use a reference 100% of the D&D audience right
now. Yeah, welcome to my boring home.
Are you kidding?
Suburbia, boss.
Everything here is very interesting to me. Really good looking.
Wow. Cool. So you're otherizing us. It's an equal. We're just fascinated.
Boy, I hadn't hoped to. I'm so sorry.
No.
Maybe it's just mutual appreciation.
Maybe it's mutual appreciation.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, our place is... that one in the back.
There's noises coming from your house of like someone getting ready for dinner. It sounds like there's a little smoke coming out of the chimney. I'll say you guys just head in. Frey, you have to like dip down to get into this building. Inside, it's really like cozy in here. There's like a lot of Squeege, actually, how would you describe this place?
The inside is like, yeah, it's very cozy. A lot of knickknacks all over the walls. A lot of pictures of Squeege everywhere. A lot of pictures of Squeege and some like the same drawings, I guess, not pictures, but like Squeege's parents really, really like Squeege and really want Squeege to be safe.
Oh, is this little you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's me now.
Oh. Is that my Squeege?
Oh, daddy long legs.
You see, like, coming down the stairs, just a long pair of legs, just slowly stepping down. This is a goblin still, but it is, like, 80% legs. and probably, like, a foot taller than the average goblin. You see Squeege, looks much like Squeege, but not covered in spiders. Son, how was your day of work?
Oh, it was actually pretty exciting. I ran into Spider-Man again.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool. He's cool. You have think good things
about
him.
What a surprise.
Him. Yeah.
You run into Spider-Man kind of a lot.
Kind of a lot. Yeah, it's kind of coincidental, huh?
What do you want from me?
Just to say that you really like him.
Okay, I'm sorry. I do like it. It's been a long day. Sorry, I was cleaning up your room. It seems like you were playing swamp again.
Yeah, I got a bunch of mud and I put it upstairs and it's a swamp now.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Your dad looks up and sees Freya, a half-elf, in his house and looks completely shocked.
Okay, don't freak out. And
what is?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I see.
No, it's fine. You're fine. But
we don't usually have outsiders in the house.
I wish I wasn't so shocked. I shouldn't be so shocked about it. You know. nice to come in. And he closes the door, like kind of nervous looking, but like open minded. It seems like.
Well, so we met just outside of Empty Nest while we were scavenging, and. Fred did some sick worm beat-em-ups.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Hello, sir. My name is Freya Black. I fell down here is the best way that I know to describe it. And your son and his friend.
And Spider-Man.
And also Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Were kind enough to fight alongside me and bring me here to hopefully answer some questions as to how perhaps I could get home again. And just to remind you, since you've probably already forgotten, my name is Freya.
Freya, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, Freya Black.
Wow. Freya Black.
Oh, you're a kind.
Yeah, on a roll call list. Roll call list.
Oh, doing one of your famous vocal warm-ups.
On a roll call list, it would be Black Freya.
You gotta see her musical.
Yeah, that would be it, I guess. Hey, Freya, I don't think I'm going to forget you. How else are, you know, you're kind of pretty rare around here, but I take it you're trying to get to the surface.
Yes, I think so. Is it possible? I left friends there.
Just on the surface?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, possible, but it's going to be pretty complicated. It's probably easier to show you. He gets a blanket and he like throws it. He's like, "Do you mind just covering your head with this?"
Oh, no, sure.
I hate to say it. It's really rude of me.
No,
but they're just... A lot of people around here just, you don't know what's going to set anyone off, and it's really horrible that I even have to do that. I just want you to be safe here, and anyways, let's move on.
Teeks goes under the blanket also, and it's just like, I know you're new to a lot of this. You're under a blanket.
Thank you, Teeks. I do know what a blanket is, but I also really appreciate you taking the time to remind me.
Okay.
As you both hide under this blanket, Squeege, your dad walks you all out of the building and further down into the residential district, kind of twisting and turning up into the back, like what the city itself is butted up against, which is this massive hole in the wall. It's a big giant cavern entrance that has a large, like everything else here has been... You know, that Adobe style, except for the gate, that iron gate. But there is one more iron gate that you see in front of you, just covering this entire cave entrance. It's almost, it's like 100 feet tall, like 100 feet wide. It's like the biggest, like, manufactured or, you know, like, industrialized kind of thing here is like, the effort that went into making this wall, blocking up this entrance. And Squeege's dad kind of taps his long legs and he's like, that's the way up to the surface.
It is?
Yes.
Just right here?
Yes. But unfortunately, in our city, it is to protect ourselves, as we've been told, it is from the surface itself. They don't let anyone in or out. As he says this, you see that along the front entrance of it, or the front part of it, there is sort of this... balcony on the front where a dozen of those soldiers you saw guarding the outer gate are here, but these guys look a little more I guess buff,
yeah,
and like a little more decked out, like these are maybe like a higher class of soldier, and it's these sort of zealot goblins just marching in place, and Squeegee Stan says like, maybe you could talk to them, I don't know, but yeah.
Well, I have to try, I have to get out of here, and you know, there are bad things on the surface, but there's a lot of good things on the surface, too.
Can you name one?
Name a single one.
Say swamp.
There are swamps on the surface.
More than one? Multiple swamps?
Sure.
Are there?
Yeah, I would say so.
I was like, I better not just make up a whole world. Of course, yes, multiple swamps.
Dad, did you hear that? There's multiple swamps.
I'm like... really hot and cold on swamps.
you could be hot or cold.
It could be hot because the sun's beating the muddy waters so much, but then you get chilly at night.
Son, okay, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could go up there and talk to them. I think I like used to know some of those guards. Maybe they'll chat with us.
I'd be eternally
grateful.
It's
been a while since I tried to, but so yeah, Daddy Long Legs walks with you guys up to the gate where these soldiers are. As you walk forward, a guard runs out to meet you, and he's like, "Halt!
Yep.
What brings you to the Iron Gate?"
Hello, sir.
You can say whatever you like. When you meet a new person, you talk to them and tell them what you want.
Freya,
I'm trying to
Black.
Explain human communication. have you talked to people before?
Just sort of looks at Teeth and then says, "Teeth," and then says, "Thank you, Teeth. That's very helpful."
What the hell is happening?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My name is Freya Black. I'm from, I guess, what you call the surface. Because of just very extreme circumstances, I find myself down here and simply need to get back up to the surface. And I'm here to beg you, ask you, implore that you let me up.
The gate is here for a reason. He's like shaking with anger. And he's like, "It is here to protect all that matters." He raises his spear to you, and the other guards come down, and they all point their spears at you.
Oh!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. Okay, protectors of the nest. Is that what you are?
We are protectors of the nest, and we also protect all that matters.
I've seen this on a plaque, and I'm hearing this from you now. What is all that matters?
Teeth smiles.
Should I not say that? Okay. Teeth, your smiles, I'm sure one day I'll learn the many meanings of them.
I think Teeth just is saying that Teeth is all that matters.
I was looking into it too deeply.
You know, you can't look too deeply into Teeth.
Unless you want to.
He raises his spear at you again, and he is like, "Get out of here right now."
No, please, I mean
or
no
we
harm.
Will let a volley of spears at you.
A volley.
The Squeege's dad is like, "Yeah, we'll get out of here."
No,
we'll
I'm sorry.
Let's go.
With great power, spiders. It's great responsibility, Squeege.
What the hell does that mean?
Hold on, I have a friend who can help.
Domer.
Where's that really Domer guy?
Yeah, it just was getting really heated there, and it feels like. Squeege's dad is talking. He's like, "It was getting really heated there, and I think we could maybe come back to him with a better case or something. Or I don't know. I'm pretty sure I've heard stories about going down in those other tunnels and somehow, you know, maybe making your way to the surface a different way. But
I'll do anything that it takes.
That could take, I don't know, years, months.
We'll do it.
We?
Yeah.
We?
We're friends."
Freya is overwhelmed because, you know, she just lost her other friends. She's just been through a long battle. And she's got Spider-Man, or Squeege, excuse me, saying that we're friends already. I've never been shown such kindness. I am so grateful to you. Even if today's the last day we know each other, I'm so grateful.
And I hope it is. Because then I would have a cool origin. I mean, Spider-Man would have a cool origin story.
I just think it'd be cool to work on some kind of trio act at some point. Because I feel like we've all got a lot of star potential.
Oh.
Squeege's dad is like, okay.
Your long legs. Come on.
No, I don't want to.
Daddy short legs always said Daddy long legs had long legs.
Nah, it's all right.
That were star maker
You can
legs.
Play the piano with your long legs.
I don't know how to do that, but
well, it's never too late to learn, Dad.
As y'all are talking, you see that cloaked figure that you saw get thrown into trash earlier walk forward. He's got a banana peel on his head. Just classic trash all over him. As this figure gets closer, they say, "I heard you were trying to get through the gate. I think I could help you with that."
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And I like, Teeth squints up and like looks inside the hood, trying to see what's up there.
As he says this, he's like, oh, sorry. And you see as this, as he takes the dirty cloak from his head, Freya, you look for it and you see the only other elf.
No, oh my gosh. Seen.
And with that, we'll end the episode.
Ah!
Whoa.
Listen, I could cry all the time.
Oh, wow. That was a great first session. Thank you to Justin Michael and Marissa Strickland and, of course, Victoria Longwell for joining for this the inaugural episode of the Fourth Arc. This was so fun already. Where can people follow you on social media? And do you have anything you want to plug? Let's start with Victoria.
As always, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram, Victoria Longwell. Twitter, at Longwell V. I loved your summer quilts that some of you posted. Just made me really, really happy. And please check out my podcast with Talia Tabin, Friends Talk Frasier, and Feelings. There's no D&D, but I'm not against adding it.
I'd love to see some Frasier D&D.
We're trying to tack on as many ands as possible, so we'll see.
Incredible. Marissa, do you have anything you want to plug?
No, just you know, be kind to each other and keep it cool.
Yeah, I love it.
You can find me at Marissa Strickland, MarissaStrickland.
Wow.
On Instagram. Wow. And I'm on Twitter too, but I don't really go there that often, so Instagram's probably better.
That's we can all strive for that.
What a healthy life.
Justin, do you have anything you want to plug, and where can people find you?
Yeah, I am on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Justin, HeyJustin.
Did it feel as impressive?
Also felt angry.
I'm cranking. And I have a podcast with Jace Armstrong called Nature Talks to Itself at Nature Talks Pod.
Very fun. Did this with Beardsley a little while ago, who was on the second arc. Yeah.
Mm. Dang. Yeah. Zach plays a persimmon tree on it. And Marissa's on it. And one day I would love to have Victoria.
Whoa.
Oh,
I would.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back next week with a little arc bark to discuss the events of this episode. Thanks, everyone. See ya.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes Arc 4. Your rotators for this arc were, of course, Victoria Longwell as Freya Black, Justin Michael as Squeege, and Marissa Strickland as Teeths. If you want to hear more Rotating Heroes in your life, then you can get more than you can probably handle over at Rotating Heroes Patreon. You can find the links in the description below. We have got a bunch of really exciting things coming, like potentially merchandise. If you want to be a part of that and help us get there, you can either join the Patreon or just drop us a little 5-star review in whatever podcasting app you're using and help new people find the show. That's it. Bye.